Good Friday evening, everyone, from Coleridge High School. Tonight it's the Coleridge Titans and the Glenwood Demons. Well, I'm pretty much by myself, one side of the gym. Here at RE2 Schools, they're allowing up to 50 fans with tickets, so I account for one of those tickets, and I'm grateful to Ben Kirk, the athletic director at Glen Coleridge High School, for being so gracious and generous and saying that we've got a seat here anytime we want to come call a game. So we're going to squeeze in as many Coleridge games as we can. There's not a conflict with Glenwood or Rifle, but first up, the Coleridge girls and the Glenwood girls. Lady Demons lost their opener to Basalt, 36-29. Basalt got off to a fast start, outscored Glenwood 10-2 in the first quarter. It was an 8-8 draw in the second, 9-8 Basalt edge in the third, and a 9-9 draw in the fourth. Maddie Mosier had 6 points for Glenwood. Jocelyn Spires coming off the bench with 7 points. She'll get the start tonight, as will Matea Ennewald, who came off the bench and was impressive. Not so much offensively, she had 3 points, but very strong under the boards, getting clutch rebounds and making some good passes. So she earned a starting job tonight against Coleridge. The Lady Titans, 1-0. They played one game against the Steamboat Springs Sailors Wednesday night and defeated Steamboat 48-23. And Taylor Wieskamp had 20 points to lead all scorers. Ace Lee Porter with 13 points. As Coleridge jumped out to a big lead at Steamboat Springs in front of zero fans, just the student athletes that were there and the officials. 14-5 Coleridge in the first quarter. It was a 5-5 draw in the second. And then Coleridge came out strong in the second half with a 15-8 lead in the third. 14-8 edge in the fourth quarter for a 48-23 lead. Coleridge has some experienced players, but just two seniors, but some players with experience, with height, athleticism, some girls that can dish the ball. Taylor Wieskamp, as I mentioned, a senior, all-around great student athlete, terrific volleyball player. Hoping she'll get to play in Season C when girls volleyball resumes. And Glenwood, under Coach Rhonda Mosier, in her sixth season as the head coach, will look to Gracie Dietrich to have a better game along with Jocelyn Spires.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Coleridge High School for today's contest between the Glenwood Springs Diamond Demons and your Coleridge Titans.
Well, we've got a PA announcer, we've got a DJ. It kind of feels like a real game. Usually this gym is packed, and speaking of this gym, I guess there was a flood several months back, and they had to get a new floor, and it is absolutely stunning. It is absolutely gorgeous. This floor, I guess Paul Harvey, I was talking to him, the boys, Coleridge boys head coach, and one of the Aspen coaches called him and said, that's the nicest high school gym floor I've ever seen. I'm going to pause for Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Well, with the new floor, they've got more local advertisers on the wall. They had to find a place for the flag, so they got a giant American flag hanging above the floor next to a Colorado flag, and it's very impressive.
Sophia Prieto. Number 14.
So our starters for tonight,
number 15,
for the Glenwood Lady Demons, under Coach Ron Mosier, Maddie Mosier,
Brianna Sorensen,
senior Ella Johnson, junior,
and number 32,
Kenzie Winder,
Richardson,
a junior. Jocelyn Spires getting a start tonight. She's a sophomore. She'll distribute the ball. And Gracie Dietrich, look to have more of an impact on offense starting at the post. She is a senior.
Ace Lee Porter.
starting for the Coleridge Lady Titans. Point guard, Jackie Comunes. Ray Nelson, forward. She's a sophomore. Peyton Garrison, a junior. Kelly Bumgardner, a senior. And number 33, Taylor Wieskamp, a senior. Aisley Porter, not starting, but she had 13 points in that win over Steamboat Springs on Wednesday night. Now, the Glen Coleridge boys and Steamboat boys could not play because Steamboat, they're in quarantine until Sunday, the 31st. And Coach Harvey was telling me, fortunately, they got the word before they made the long trip up to Steamboat Springs that they wouldn't be able to play. So tonight will be the first game for the Coleridge boys. And they're, according to preseason polls, ranked number 10 in the state in 3A. And Paul Harvey's got himself an experienced squad. Seven seniors, I believe, on that team. We'll get to that, though. First, we got the girls' game. Last season for Coleridge, Taylor Wieskamp was second in the Western Slope in scoring with a total of fourth in total scoring, but fourth in, or second in average, with 13.5 points a game, shot 56% from the field, 63% from the free throw line. Taylor had a tendency to get into foul trouble, so she's got to watch that. Stay out of foul trouble, because they're going to need her height, her length, and rebounding ability, and ability to go to the basket. She was second behind Cammie Henderson, a junior out from Cedar Ridge. Jackie Comunes, as a freshman last year, averaged a little over 10 points per game, shot 40% from the field, 48% from the free throw line, and Michaela Cheney will come off the bench for Coleridge. Averaged a little over 14 points a game. She played in 13 contests last year. Clyde Morgan, the head coach. Coleridge took fifth last year in the Western Slope 3A. Delta ran away with it with a 9-0 league record, 21-4 overall. Coleridge 5-4 in 2020 with an 11-10 overall record. In 2019, they were sixth in the West Slope. 2018, they were seventh. Ninth in 2017. Fourth place in 2015 and 16. Here we go. It's Gracie Dietrich and Taylor Wieskamp in the opening tip, and we are underway, and it's won by Coleridge. The loose ball, though, taken by Wieskamp, goes to Ray Nelson. Nelson, her pass is tipped and a steal by Ella Johnson. Johnson, left wing, shot put up by Kenzie Winder. Three-pointer Winder from downtown. That's a good start for Glenwood. Kenzie Winder. And Glenwood playing with a little more intensity, I can tell right away. They were a little flat going against Basalt Tuesday night. Putting on the press, Coleridge gets it across. Here's a pass picked off in the lane by Maddie Mosier. Loose ball retrieved, though, by Coleridge. Picked up by Ray Nelson. Kelly Bumgardner, left side to Ray Nelson. Wieskamp in the paint. Turnaround jump shot over Dietrich. Won't get the roll. Rebound batted around. It goes out of bounds. It's Glenwood ball. And they called Winder's shot a two. Toes were just on the line. A two-pointer. So 2-0 Glenwood here in the first minute. I don't think there's definitely not 50 here. Maybe 25, 30. Winder up against the press. Gets the pass up the court to Dietrich. Her pass through the key, picked off. Nice hustle there by Ray Nelson. Comunes has it top of the key, right wing to Michaela Cheney. Pass to Ray Nelson. Nelson top of the key. Cheney has it. Top of the key to Garrison as they go around the perimeter. Comunes to Nelson, far corner. Cheney top of the key. Nelson far corner. Peyton Garrison comes out to get it. Jackie Comunes top of the key. Glenwood in a zone. Coleridge looking for an opening. A three-pointer put up by Comunes. That's air ball. Rebound chased down by Winder. She falls out of bounds. Lost it. Ball goes into Coleridge. Nelson goes down to Wieskamp. Missed the shot, but Wieskamp is fouled, and she'll go to the line for two.
Foul number one.
Nobody has to care.
Foul's called against Maddie Mosier, her first. Wieskamp's first free throw is perfect. She had 20 points in the Coleridge win over Steamboat on Wednesday.
22-50.
Taylor's been playing varsity since her freshman year. Second free throw, nailed it. Ties the score, too. 6:13 to go in the first quarter. Winder against the press. Bounce pass half court up to Gracie Diedrich, who collects the ball. Her pass. Oh, when she threw the pass off, she got fouled. Took one on the wrist. Peyton Garrison picks up the foul. Her first, each team with one. Brand new scoreboards here at Coleridge High School to go with that gorgeous new floor. Winder into Mosier for three. Launches one. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound. Putback attempt. Got it. Nope. Offensive foul.
Five red.
Foul number five.
No, that's her first.
Winder picks up her first. Pass up the court. Picked off, knocked away by Matea Ennewald. Pass right wing to Mosier. Backs up for a three. 21-footer. Off rim, no good. Rebound taken by Taylor Wieskamp. Clears it. Dishes off to Peyton Garrison. Pass up the floor, and Matea Ennewald almost got a pick. Knocked it away. Loose ball taken by Maddie Mosier, being chased by three defenders. Taking it all the way. Lays it up. Got it. Maddie Mosier. Nice body control. Good sense on the court, knowing that three defenders were on her tail. 4-2 Glenwood. And Coleridge having trouble with the press. Glenwood forces the fourth turnover of the night. 5:25 to go first quarter. 4-2 Glenwood. Mosier has it. Goes to Winder. Winder in the corner to Gracie Diedrich, fakes the baseline drive, stops, shoots from 15 feet, air ball. Not her best shot. Going to her right, shooting back to her toward her left. 4-2 Glenwood. Cheney to Jimenez. Ray Nelson. Cheney right wing, top of the key to Garrison. Jimenez top of the key in the left corner to Ray Nelson. Back to Cheney. Here's Garrison. Jimenez in the right corner. Wieskamp trying to post up, and a little tug-of-war going on with her and Taylor. And there's a foul on a driving attempt in the lane by Cheney. She'll go to the line for two. The foul called against Matea Ennewald. Her first, third team foul. Diedrich and Wieskamp, little senior girls, about the same height. And Cheney's first free throw is good. 4-3. Clara Carranza comes out for a breather. Wieskamp, or comes in. Wieskamp out. Second free throw, no good. Rebound, battle for it. Picked up by Ray Nelson. Tried to go to the hoop. Hands it out to Carranza. Missed the easy layup. Rebound muscled away by Ennewald. The foul. Ray Nelson, that's why Matea Ennewald is in there. She is a strong girl. And when she gets the board, no one's going to take that ball away from her. Coleridge with a press. Kenzie Winder has it. Bounce pass to Ella Johnson. Back to Winder, trailing. Here's Diedrich. Diedrich's pass cross court, right wing to Mosier. Mosier to Johnson. Johnson to Winder. Winder fakes the three. Baseline drive. Two defenders on her. Tried to muscle it up. And Winder called for traveling.
Thank you.
4-3 Glenwood, 4:18 to go, first quarter. Aisley Porter now in the game.
My thumb is not coordinated.
Here's Jimenez bringing it up in traffic. Dished it off to Michaela Cheney, and she lost the handle out of bounds. Not the best pass, a little behind her. So turnover city here in the early minutes. Maddie Mosier brings it up. Goes up to Kenzie Winder, uncontested at half court. Back to Mosier, top of the key. Lobs it far corner to Ella Johnson. Launches a three. That's off the mark. Didn't hit the iron. No, taken by Winder. Winder, fadeaway jumper with a defender in her face. Didn't go. Battle for the ball, and a jump ball called. Possession will go to Glenwood. 4-3, Lady Demons, 3:54 to go, first quarter. Kenzie Winder inbounding at the baseline. To the right of the basket. Inbound pass tipped away by Nelson. Loose ball taken by Cheney. Coming up from behind to pick her pocket is Winder, who goes up to Maddie Mosier. Mosier in the key. Turnaround jump shot, Maya Swartz. No, she had it blocked. Had it knocked away. Couldn't quite get the shot off. Bad ball goes back to Coleridge. Now another steal. As Kamuna's got her pocket picked from behind by Mosier. Pass right side to Ella Johnson. Johnson, baseline drive, in traffic. Picks it up. Hands it off to Ennewald. No, that's Annalise Richardson in the game. She's got the ball. Put her shoulder down to drive. Here's Johnson. Johnson to Maya Suarez. Jump shot from 12. Won't go. Rebound controlled by Coleridge. Pulled down by Kamuna's. Hands it off to Carranza, back to Kamuna's. 4-3 Glenwood. A lot of action. Not many points to account for all that we've seen on the floor tonight. There's a bounce pass. Trying to kick it out to Kamuna's. And it's into the Glenwood bench. Brianna Sorensen in for Glenwood, along with Sophia Prieto. More substitutions going on for Glenwood, and we got a timeout. There's 2 minutes and change. They've got the countdown clock on. Jax and my favorite feature of... You gotta be quick and look up, check the time, write it down. I'm gonna guess 2:15. Let's see. Nope, I wasn't even close. 2:52 remaining in the first quarter. 4-3 Glenwood. So Brianna Sorensen, Maya Suarez. There's Jocelyn Spires. Spires to Sorensen. Her pass knocked away and a steal by Kamuna's. Quick hands up the court to Cheney. Cheney lays it up the left hand. Missed the shot. Rebound put back attempt by Porter. Does it go? Battle for the basket. And who ends up with it? It is going to be a jump ball as Wieskamp ties up Brianna Sorensen. And the possession will stay with Coleridge. Kamuna's inbounding. And bounce pass goes to Cheney, or rather that's Aisley Porter. Here's Wieskamp near the free throw line. Look pass, nice pass down low to Carranza, who lays it up and in. Clara Carranza, nice. That's the first field goal for Coleridge at the 2:11 mark. 5-4 Coleridge, 2 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. Around to Sorensen, almost had it stolen. Goes to Jocelyn Spires. Spires left wing to Sorensen. Spires bounce pass. Try to feed. Go to Sophia Prieto on the baseline and threw it out of bounds. So each team with about 6 turnovers here in the first quarter. 5-4 Lady Titans. Minute 54 left in the first. Glenwood with the zone press. Pass to Carranza, trailing the play. Fell to the floor. Hands it off to Kamuna's. Kamuna's lays it up. Hit the rim, but she's fouled, and she'll shoot two. Jackie Kamuna's quick to the hoop. And Sorensen picks up the foul. Her first. That's 4 team fouls. Kamuna's a 48% free throw shooter last year. Bricks the first one. Thirty-second timeout, minute 44 to go in the first. 30-second timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier and the Glenwood Demons. 5-4 Coleridge. Jackie Kamuna has missed the first free throw. When they get back on the floor, she'll shoot a second one. So far, none of the post players for Glenwood haven't had an impact. or Coleridge. But with the exception of Taylor Wieskamp's nice feed from the free throw line, hitting Commutas for that bucket underneath. That's a nice little hook pass. Jackie Commutas back at the line for her second attempt. Second free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Rebound taken by Suarez, but retrieved by Coleridge. She had it taken away. Couldn't quite get the handle on it. Commutas top of the key to Wieskamp at the free throw line. Right wing to Aisley Porter. Porter with a drive in traffic. And a foul. Reaching in there is Jocelyn Spires. A lot of quick fouls. Spires with her first. And that's four or five team fouls now. Not a shooting foul. Porter inbounding. Here's a three-pointer by Cheney. Right wing won't go. Rebound pulled down by Garrison. Garrison lost it on the floor. Battling for it on the fumble drill and clutching the ball was Spires. Jump ball called. Possession goes to Glenwood. And now mass substitutions. So I think that's the intent from Rhonda Mosier is to keep the girls fresh. Maybe they're just a little bit tired from wearing the masks against Basalt. Winder brings it up. Gets between two defenders and she's called for traveling. Just good defense. So she split the double team but took an extra step. Seven turnovers for Glenwood. Porter inbounding for Coleridge. Into Bumgardner. To Michaela Cheney. Another foul. Rhonda Mosier is tugging on her hair. She's a little frustrated. Now she grabs Winder by the jersey. And had a few words for her. That foul. It's called against Dietrich. Her first. There's a pass out of bounds. Last touched by Winder. So Porter will inbound in front of the Glenwood bench. 5-4 Coleridge. A minute four to go in the first. Pass left side to Kenzie to Peyton Garrison. Here's Cheney backing up near the circle. 53 seconds. It's like a 1-3-1 zone for Glenwood. Cheney's clutching the ball, calling out a play. Left side to Porter. Porter to Garrison near the circle. Back to Porter. Three-pointer launches one all alone off the rim. No good. Rebound Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich clears it. Bounce pass up to Kenzie Winder. She'll bring it up herself. Winder's bounce pass in the near corner. Bobbled by Ella Johnson. 25 seconds. Cross-court pass right wing to Mosier. Mosier bounce pass to Matei Ennewald. Lost the ball. Batted away. Goes to Dietrich who launches a prayer and it's in and out. No good. Rebound off the hand of Matei Ennewald out of bounds. That was Ennewald just as she was falling to the floor just kind of slapped it to Dietrich in the key. And put up a wild shot, almost got it to go. 5-4 Coleridge, 10 seconds to go. Pass up to Cheney. Cheney lays it up, missed the layup. Rebound, loose ball. Goes out of bounds. It is Glenwood ball. 5-4 Coleridge, 6 seconds to go here in the first. Mosier brings it up. Right side to Ella Johnson. Johnson dribbles, shoots, launches one, banks it, and won't go at the buzzer. At the end of the first quarter, it's Coleridge 5, Glenwood 4. This is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. After one quarter play, it's the Coleridge Lady Titans 5 and Glenwood 4. Maddie Mosier with the buckets. Kenzie Winder with two. Clara Carranza with the only basket for Coleridge. The rest of the points coming from the line. Taylor Wieskamp with two. Michaela Cheney with a free throw. Commutas into Cheney. Cheney with a 10-foot jumper in the key. Won't go. Rebound off the hands of Wieskamp. Retrieved, though, by Cheney. Cheney to Commutas. Top of the key. Cheney to Commuters, left wing. Guarded closely by Kenzie Winder, slapping at the ball. Right wing to Cheney. Commuters, top of the key. Pass down low on the block. Shot put up by Peyton Garrison. Does it go? But she's fouled. Gracie Dietrich, that's the 17 team foul. They're saying that's her third? That can't be right. First free throw is no good from Garrison.
Keep it out front. 2 or 3 on 21. Two.
Dietrich with two fouls. Garrison's second free throw off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped in the hands of Kenzie Winder, going coast to coast. Chased by two defenders, puts up a shot, draws the foul. Knew she wasn't going to get the layup. She shot from the left side of the glass with the right hand, but did draw the foul. Michaela Cheney picks up the foul. Her first. And Winder's first free throw off the back of the rim. Winder's second attempt from the left-hander. Got it. That ties the game at 5. 7:22 left in the half. Cheney has it against the press. Goes to Communis. Gets it across the timeline. Wieskamp waving for the ball. Guarded there by Matea Ennewald. Ray Nelson goes down to Peyton Garrison. Tried to muscle one up. Goes to Wieskamp. Puts up a shot. Partially blocked by Ennewald. And gets the loose ball and a jump ball between Ennewald and Wieskamp. Matea is playing great defense. She can develop an offensive game. She will be deadly. 5-5 score, 7:02 to go in the half. Maddie Mosier brings it up for Glenwood. Ella Johnson has it high post left side. Back to Mosier at the circle. Dribbles a couple times. One-on-one with Communes. Goes to Kenzie Winder. Winder feeds it to Johnson. Johnson puts up a shot off the glass. Got it to go. Ella Johnson with a sweet shot. Kind of a running one-handed floater off the glass. 7-5. Glenwood. Wieskamp has it. Top of the key. Communes left side. Bobbles it. The sophomore looking down low for Wieskamp. Guarded closely by Ennewald. 7-5 Glenwood. Cheney to Ray Nelson. Communes calling for it. Lobs it to Wieskamp. Triple teamed. Out to Ray Nelson. Three-pointer by Communes. Buries it. And Coleridge reclaims the lead. Communes from downtown. 8-7 Titans. Gracie Dietrich trying to feed it through the key. Bad pass. Picked off. Trying to get to Ennewald. Picked off by Communes. 8-7 Coleridge. Communes has the top of the key. Lobs it right hand to Peyton Garrison. Down to Wieskamp. One-on-one with Dietrich along the baseline. Trying to muscle her way in and a traveling call. Good defense. Dietrich forced her to go to the baseline. There was Matea Ennewald to pick her up and force her to travel. That's turnover number 8 for Coleridge. Hey, 8-7 Coleridge. 5:50 to go in the half. Mosier up the court to Ella Johnson. Johnson, left-hand dribble. Two defenders on her. Picks it up. In trouble. Needs some help. Trying to underhand it to Maya Suarez and rolled it out of bounds like a bowling ball. Glenwood with the press again. Pass in to Ritten Nelson. Pass picked off by Maddie Mosier. Bounce pass to Johnson. Lays it up. Got it! Ella Johnson with two buckets. It's 9-8 Glenwood. Cheney hands it off. Here's a pass at half court. Picked off by Ennewald. Nice anticipation. Took it away from Ray Nelson. Hands it off to Maddie Mosier. At the circle. Left wing to Johnson. Ella waving the ball around. One-on-one with Peyton Garrison. And a foul's going to be called. Good move by Ella Johnson. And Ray Nelson picks up her second foul. 5:10 left in the half. 9-8 Glenwood.
33's coming in.
Lob pass into Maya Suarez. Her shot is blocked, but she was hit on the wrist. And two shots for Maya Suarez.
White five,
a junior. Foul called against Nelson, her third. check that's Garrison calling for the foul. Garrison comes out along with Nelson. Wieskamp back in along with Aisley Porter. First free throw was off the mark from Suarez. Second free throw is good. That time nothing but nets, and it's 10-8 Glenwood, 5:09 to go in the half. Again, Glenwood with the press. Man press this time. There's a pass nearly picked up by Annawald. Loose ball picked up by Wieskamp at the circle. Lobs its communities for Coleridge on the left wing. Dribbles around, looks over the defense, goes right side of the wing to Porter. Porter to Cheney. Cheney back to Porter, right wing. Communities top of the key. Wieskamp with just two free throws. She had 20 points in the win over Steamboat. Here's a pass almost picked off. Taken by Baumgartner. Pass from the knees. Cheney goes to Wieskamp, puts up a shot from 8 feet. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Maddie Mosier. Sorry, that was Johnson with a rebound. To Mosier, back to Johnson. 10-8 Glenwood, 4:17 to go in the half. Lob pass into Mosier, and Rayla Sorensen overthrew her and went out of bounds. Annawald out, Johnson out, and Elise Richardson in for Glenwood along with Sophia Prieto. 10-8 Glenwood, 4:12 left in the half. Porter into Wieskamp. Bullet pass up the court. Great pass to Commuters, who takes it. Trying to go weak side to Callie Baumgartner. Didn't go. Rebound taken by Coleridge. And a three-pointer attempted by Cheney was overshot. Went over the hoop, but a foul called on the rebound attempt. Called against Suarez. That's her first, eighth team foul. Jackie Communes at the line. First free throw, in and out, no good. Rebound put back. Wieskamp missed the shot, but she's fouled. And it's Suarez again. 9 team fouls. And Taylor Wieskamp, 2 points, both at the line. She'll go back to the line. This time she'll get 2 shots. And her first attempt is no good off the back of the rim. Sorensen going for the rebound, but forgot she got a second shot.
Official timeout.
3:59 to go in the half. It's 10-8 Glenwood. Clara Carranza checking in for Coleridge. Well, we got the Coleridge cheerleading squad here. We got the DJ here. We got, maybe 20 fans. Sounded like they had a pretty decent crowd at Grand Valley High School last night. As Rifle and Grand Valley split, Lady Cardinals beat Rifle, and the boys won the nightcap. Wieskamp for her second free throw. 10-8 Glenwood. And the talented senior student athlete takes aim. And the free throw is good. 10-9 Glenwood. Mosier brings it up. Goes to Suarez, right wing. Suarez trying to go to Prieto. Bad pass picked off, taken by Porter for Coleridge. Aisley Porter hands it off to Communes, top of the key. Right wing to get Peyton Garrison. Wieskamp in the near corner. Prieto, or rather Porter. Garrison, here's a three-pointer, top of the key, put up by Porter, doesn't go. And the rebound chased down by Suarez, and she was fouled. Garrison picks up the foul. And I think that's 4. Wow. 5 team fouls for Coleridge, 9 for Glenwood. Brianna Sorensen has the ball. Right side, high post. Here's Mosier. Mosier to Annalise Richardson at the free throw line. Her pass off the back of Cheney, taken by Porter for Goldridge. She's taken it coast to coast, now backs off. Lobs it top of the key to Wieskamp. Wieskamp right wing to Communes. Jackie goes to Porter. Wieskamp in the left corner. A little hook pass down to Carranza and threw it out of bounds. 10-9 Glenwood. That's 10 turnovers at last count for Coleridge. Timeout called. A full timeout by Coleridge. We'll take a break. 2:54 to go in the half. 10-9 Glenwood. This is KMTS.
Okay.
.254 to go in the half. Glenwood 10, Coleridge 9. Oh, even with a text, I can just hear Jack's voice. I sent him pictures of the court, and he said, looks like a bowling alley. He says, I can't keep up with these stats, 5-4. Well, 10-9 now. Katie by the door. 2:54 left in the first half. Welcome to the COVID Mask League. Ella Johnson inbounding for Glenwood. Goes into Prieto. Prieto's got it right wing. She's double teamed. Her pass, bad pass, picked off by Porter. She double dribble, got away with it, goes to Cheney. Cheney down to Communes, laying up, missed the shot, rebound, put back Wieskamp with her first field goal of the night. And it gives Coleridge the lead, 11-10. It came at the 2:34 mark for Wieskamp. Drive by Sorensen, lost the ball, stripped by Cheney. Cheney taking it all the way and hands it out to Communes, lays it up, missed the layup, rebound, put back Wieskamp, missed it, it rolled off the rim. And now we got a foul as Prieto got the board. And they're calling the foul against Michaela Cheney. That's her first, and that's a 1-1. That's a 17 foul. Sophia Prieto at the line for Glenwood for a 1-1. Demons in their red road uniforms. Prieto's first free throw is good. Her first point ties the game at 11. Sophia's second free throw, tried to bank it, rip off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Coleridge, pulled down by Claranza. Communes has right wing, lobs it, bad pass, picked off by Mosier. Mosier. Here's Pamela Rodriguez. Turnaround jump shot off the rim. No good. Rebound control. No, there's going to be a foul. As it looked like Dietrich trying to come down with it. Dietrich called for the foul. Gracie with her third. Ouch. Game tied at 11. 8 Porter, sophomore, with her first free throw. Off the rim, no good. Porter, the second leading scorer Wednesday night in the win over Steamboat Springs. She had 13 points. Porter's second free throw is no good. Rolls off the rim. Rebound chased down by Ennewald. Pass to Winder in the near corner. Passes it off. Here's a three-pointer by Rodriguez. Off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Wieskamp. Tied at 11, a minute 40 to go. Pass intended down low for Porter. Knocked away by Ennewald. Ainsley Porter from the far corner. Goes into Communes on the left wing. Jump pass to Wieskamp. Turnaround jump shot over Ennewald. Got it to roll. And Wieskamp starting to find her footing. 13-11 Coleridge. Pass up the court to Suarez for Glenwood. To Mosier. Here's Rodriguez. Her pass is blocked. And we got a foul. Called against Glenwood. Pamela Rodriguez calling for the foul, her first. Been a double bonus for a while. A minute 16 left in the first half. 13-11 Coleridge. At the line is Clara Carranza for Lady Titans. Her first free throw off the back of the rim. Carranza's second attempt is no good. Rebound, Wieskamp over the top. No call, though. Rebound controlled by Ennewald. Hands it off to Mosier. Mosier lobs it up the court. Taken by Winder. Winder shoots from 10 feet. Good with the left-hander. Kenzie Winder. Her second field goal. Ties the game at 13. Under a minute to go here in the first half. Pass half court to Wieskamp at the circle. Double team goes to Porter. Left-hander call for an offensive foul. She put a shoulder down. And drawing the foul was Sophia Prieto. Good job keeping her feet and took the charge. 52 seconds left as Porter picks up her first foul. Tied at 13. Pamela Rodriguez brings it up. Goes to Maddie Mosier at the circle. Back to Rodriguez. Kind of floated a slow pass there. Back to Mosier, top of the key. Left wing to Prieto. Lobs it. And picked off by Comunas. Dangerous pass. Comunas fakes the pass. Shoots with the left hand. Missed the scoop shot. No good. Rebound. Cheney trying to get a shot up. And a block. We're going to call jump ball. Possession will stay with the Titans. 31 seconds left. Porter inbounding at the baseline. Goes left wing to Comunas. Jump pass to Porter. Baseline trying to drive. They cut her off. Pass down to Wieskamp. Ball bobbled. She picks it up. Scoops it. Banks it in, and Wieskamp with her third bucket of the quarter and the foul. Chance for a three-point play the old-fashioned way. And Ennewald called for the foul. Her second. Taylor Wieskamp. Free throw is perfect. A swish makes it a three-point play. 16-13 Titans. Biggest lead of the night for either team. 20 seconds left. Rodriguez bounce pass to Mosier. Bounce pass back to Rodriguez. Fakes the pass. Goes trying to go down low to Prieto. Break into the basket and threw it out of bounds. That's 14 turnovers, I believe, for Glenwood. 16-13 pass into Kirk Carranza. Carranza hands it off to Cheney. Cheney with 8 seconds hands it off to Porter. Porter near the circle. 5 seconds. Goes to Wieskamp. Wieskamp with a hot hand. Puts up a shot. Draws the foul. Back to the line she goes. Ennewald picks up her third. With 1.7 seconds left. Taylor Wieskamp is in a groove after a slow start. She's got 10 points. And Taylor's first free throw. Perfect. Effortless. 17-13 Coleridge. Taylor's second attempt is in and out, no good. Rebound taken by Carranza. Putback doesn't go. There's the buzzer ending the first half. After one half a play, it's Coleridge 17, Glenwood 13. This is KMTS. It is halftime at Coleridge High School. The Coleridge Lady Titans lead Glenwood 17-13. Just the second game of the season for both teams, so you expect kind of sloppy play, a lot of turnovers. Glenwood in double digits in turnovers. Coleridge had the edge 5-4 in the first quarter. Maddie Mosier and Kenzie Winder counted for the offense for Glenwood, a basket apiece. Winder hit a long two-pointer, almost a three, but her toes were on the line from the left corner. Coleridge had the edge 12-9 in the second quarter. Ella Johnson with two baskets in the second period. A basket from Kenzie Winder. A free throw from Sophia Prieto. Free throw from Kenzie Winder and one from Maya Suarez. Glenwood shooting 50% from the free throw line. Coleridge free throw shooting not great, but after that slow start in the first quarter, Taylor Wieskamp finally got on track and had just two free throws, 2 points in that first quarter, and then went off with 9 points in the second quarter as they were finally getting the ball down to her. She got some rebounds and putbacks, scored three buckets and three free throws. One of those was part of a three-point play. She got fouled, and a lot of fouls as we had Peyton Garrison for Coleridge with four fouls. Matea Ennewald was doing well and then suddenly picked up two quick fouls for Glenwood. Mosier's got one, two fouls against Suarez off the bench. Winder with a foul. Pam Rodriguez with one. Jocelyn Spires, who got the start tonight, pulled quickly. She's got one foul. Three fouls against Dietrich. That's a problem. Dietrich scoreless in the first half. Matea Ennewald with three fouls. As I mentioned, Brianna Sorensen with one foul. But Taylor Wieskamp having a monster game after that second quarter. 11 points to lead all scorers. Jackie Communis hit a three-pointer early in the second quarter. Aisley Porter had 13 points in the win over Steamboat Wednesday night. Scoreless. She was 0 for 2 at the free throw line. Peyton Garrison 0 for 1 at the line. Missed the front end of 1-1. Clara Carranza with a basket. 0 for 1 at the line. Michaela Cheney has 1 point, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Clyde Morgan, the head coach for Coleridge after tonight's non-league game. They'll get into league play with Roaring Fork on Tuesday, the 2nd, in Carbondale. And they go to Montrose. They go to Grand Junction for a non-league game. They host Rifle on the 9th, at Grand Valley on the 11th. They host Moffat County on the 16th of February. Boy, it's just weird because my internal clock says, okay, we should be gearing up for postseason and tournament time, but we're just getting warmed up. And a reminder, it's just a 14-game season. After Moffat County on the 16th, they'll go to Denver Science School and Technology Byers on the 19th. Come back and host Basalt on the 20th. They'll host Delta. Delta always tough. They've been tough the last few years. On the 23rd, they travel down to Gunnison on the 25th. They'll host the last two regular games of the season, Grand Junction Central here at Coleridge, and then host Roaring Fork on March 6th. And that's presumptive. That's hoping that, being optimistic, that, there will be no interruptions. So, the warning is someone tests positive, everyone quarantines for 10 days, and then it's another 10 days until you return, which seems excessive, but those are the rules. And I've heard some athletic directors and coaches say under their breath, well, if that happens, that might as well scrap the season. So I don't know. We'll just hope for the best. Coleridge last year 5-1 on their home floor, 4-5 away. They were 11-10 overall, 5-4 in league play. Played Glenwood last year in the Demon Invitational on December 14th of last year, of 2019. And Glenwood came out on top 43-27. Of course, Lady Demons had a lot of solid players. They graduated, like Natalia Taylor and Michelle Marshall is a big rebounder for him. Hadley Yelico, Quinn Massey. Coach Rhonda Mosier's got him working hard and just trying to figure out the right combinations. I know she's calling more timeouts tonight, I think, to keep the players fresh. Glenwood has the ball. Here we go at the second half, trailing 17-13. Pass, trying to go to Ennewald. Bounced off her hands and out of bounds. Swine just passed that. A little mustard on that one. And they start the first half with a turnover. I don't like mustard on my turnovers. Aisley Porter bringing up the court. Goes to Cheney. Dolridge going right to left. Or if you're looking at the Pixelot camera, you're looking at the other direction. Pass down to Wieskamp between two defenders. Puts up a shot. Got it to go and a foul. Taylor Wieskamp pick it up where she left off in the first half. That was a muscle shot. Yeah, she got the pass between two defenders, and she was fouled by Suarez, her fourth. And, oh, no, I'm sorry, Ennewald, her fourth. Boy, so Taya's got to come out. And Wieskamp at the line, trying to make it a three-point play. And she does. Swish. Wow. Started off the game with 2 points. She's got 14. 7:30 left. 20-13 Coleridge. Winder right wing to Ella Johnson. Johnson to Dietrich. Dietrich with the drive. Stops. Picks it up. Falls to the floor. She passes to Johnson. Johnson to Sorensen. To Maddie Mosier. Lost it out of bounds. 7-point lead for Coleridge. Porter inbounds to Wieskamp. Gets it up to Caminas. Caminas bounce pass underneath, trying to go to Carranza. And another bucket. I think it was Porter with the basket. I took my eyes off the floor for just a minute. Here's a battle for the ball on the floor. Carranza, or rather, Porter scooping it up. It was Cheney that made that basket. 22-13 Coleridge. Cheney's got the ball. Lob pass to Caminas, far corner. Her pass knocked away by Dietrich, taken back by Caminas, and then ball out of bounds. Glenwood ball. No, it's Coleridge ball. Tapped out there by Dietrich. Inbounds pass to Wieskamp. Muscles one up. Got it to go over Dietrich. And Wieskamp is owning the paint now. 16 points for Taylor. Ella Johnson, her pass tipped by Caminas and knocked out of bounds. 6:20 left in the third. Wieskamp coming out for a breather. I don't think she wants to come out, but Ray Nelson in for her. Ella Johnson. Pass into Mosier. Back to Johnson. In traffic. Bounce pass to Sorensen. Shot is blocked partially by Porter. Loose ball taken by Coleridge as Ray Nelson kicks it to Caminas. Has it at the circle. Left wing to Porter on the left wing. Here's Caminas. Ball stolen by Kenzie Winder. Winder taking it coast to coast. Will she pass? Nope. She's going to. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Yep. Kenzie Winder putting that shoulder down, running like a fullback. And Kenzie Winder picks up her second foul. And she sent Cheney to the floor. 11-point lead for Coleridge. 5:56 to go in the third. Glenwood with the man press, the zone press. And now we got a foul. This one against Annalise Richardson. Annie Richardson coming out, picks up her second foul. Full timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. 5:50 left in the third quarter. It's Coleridge 24, Glenwood 13. This is KMTS. 5:50 remaining in the third quarter. Coleridge 24, Glenwood 13 here in the girls' game. At the conclusion of this game, we'll have to go back to the studio, play some music, take a little break as they fog the gym, sanitize and clean it, and prepare for the boys' game. Again, westbound I-70 traffic backed up from the off-ramp at the rifle exit. The light is not changing, stuck on red for traffic coming off the off-ramp. People continuing westbound should watch for traffic on the shoulder. Kalich, or rather Aisley Porter, inbounding to Communes. Jackie gets a pick, stops right wing, lobs it down to Carranza, lost it out of bounds. Wieskamp still on the bench. Ella Johnson brings it up for Glenwood. And zips one into Brianna Sorensen, and just couldn't find the handle, lost it out of bounds. I think that's 16 turnovers, maybe 17 for Glenwood. Chaney has it against the press. Now Porter, we're running out of time. Coleridge finally gets it across as Porter races up the floor. Now stops in the near corner. And here's a steal, knocked away by Gracie Dietrich. They trip, get their legs tangled up. Mosier with the loose ball up the court to Ella Johnson. Johnson had her arm grabbed. Hands it off to Maddie Mosier, left wing. Mosier one-on-one with Communes. Here's Johnson for three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Coleridge, pulled down by Ray Nelson. Now we got a foul. Boy. 4:58 left. Wieskamp and Callie Baumgartner checking back in for Coleridge. Foul's called against Ella Johnson. Winder, her third. Again, Glenwood with the press. Port Glenwood, or Coleridge, hasn't had much trouble with it. They lead by 11. Porter has it. Dribbles up the way. Now hands it off to Michaela Chaney. Chaney finally gets it across the timeline. Guarded closely there by Johnson. Hands it off to Jackie Communes. Crossover dribble. The sophomore loses it. Gets it back. Hands it off to Callie Baumgartner. Baumgartner to Porter, 4:34 to go. She has it at the circle. Guarded by Sorensen. Pass to Wieskamp, backing up. Falling down almost, had to kick it out to Baumgartner and catch her balance. Pass to Chaney. Going to be playing tougher defense, trying to get a turnover. Trailing by 11 with 4:15 left in the third. And we got an offensive foul. Glenwood picking up the intensity defensively. Now trying to convert and get some points. They're scoreless so far here in the second half. Jocelyn Spires in. She's been on the bench for a while, replacing Kenzie Winder. Mosier will bring it up uncontested. Maddie now one-on-one with Communes. One versus one. Spires has it left wing. Spires goes off to Johnson. Johnson to Mosier. Spires top of the key. Dietrich from 15-footer won't go. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Pulled down by Michaela Chaney. Check that. That was Baumgartner with the rebound. And now we got an offensive foul called against Taylor Wieskamp as she came out and threw a pick against Maddie Mosier. And that was... That was unfair. Wieskamp put her to the floor. Didn't mean to be so aggressive, but that's just her first foul. 14 fouls for Glenwood, 2 for Coleridge. Timeout called. 3:45 remaining in the third quarter. It is a 30-second timeout. 24-13, Coleridge with the lead. Glenwood scoreless through the first 4 minutes and 15 seconds of the second half. morning's broadcast will be Glenwood at Summit, I hope. I put several calls in to the Summit Athletic Director, hoping to get confirmation that I'm allowed to go there. Girls will tip off at 4:30, boys at 6:15, Tuesday the 5th. The 2nd, I'm sorry. Glenwood ball. Mosier has it. Lobs it cross court to Johnson. Johnson's a Spires. She gets double teamed. Back to Johnson. Johnson finds a lane, kicks it out to Spires for three from the corner. That's an air ball. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Up the court comes Garrison. Garrison to Cheney. Cheney muscles one up, doesn't go, but she's fouled. Mosier picks up the foul. Second foul against Maddie Mosier. First free throw from Cheney is off the mark. Cheney 1-for-3 from the line. Her second free throw is off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Dietrich. Gracie clears it. Goes to Mosier. The Spires. Johnson for three. Ella. Air ball. Rebound though taken by Sorensen to Dietrich, 15-footer. That's off the mark. Off the rim, no good. Ball goes out of bounds. Coleridge ball.
Two.
3:08 to go, third quarter, 24-13 Titans. Porter against the press, goes into Wieskamp. Gets it up court, half court, running to Peyton Garrison. And Garrison, and it's knocked out of bounds by Maddie Mosier. Good hands by Maddie coming from behind. Wieskamp out, Carranza in for Coleridge. Aisley Porter inbounding at the baseline for Coleridge. She'll lob it top of the left wing to Michaela Cheney. Here's Porter for three from the near corner. That's a knuckleball. Doesn't go. Rebound Carranza. Put back. Missed it, but she's fouled. Clara Carranza to the line for two. Dietrich picks up her fourth. And she's got to come out. And Kenzie Winder is going to jump back in the game. Carranza's first free throw off the front of the rim. She is 0 for 2 from the line. Free throw shooting has not been good for either team, with the exception of Taylor Wieskamp. She's been money. Only missed one. Her teammates need some practice here. Carranza's second free throw won't go. Rebound taken by Spires, and Spires is fouled. Baumgartner wanted the ball badly, too bad, and picked up the foul, her first. Check that, her second. And Glenwood still scoreless here in the third quarter, 24-13 Coleridge. Lot pass up the court to Ella Johnson. Johnson bounce pass, kicked. Should have been a kick, no call. And here's a pass to Spires, and it's thrown out of bounds by Mosier. Glenwood approaching 20 turnovers. That's unofficial. Just kind of counting in my head. Michaela Cheney, right wing, goes down to Baumgartner. Baumgartner drop step against Spires through the paint. Tried to muscle one up, doesn't go. Rebound taken by Kenzie Winder. Winder is fouled by Baumgartner. And Baumgartner really hungry for that ball, willing to commit a foul. Nothing flagrant, just playing tight D. And suddenly she picks up her third, and Callie Baumgartner is going to come out. She'll be replaced by Ray Nelson. Glenwood looking for that first point of this third quarter. Time is running out. 2:30 left. Trail by 11. Here's Maddie Mosier, top of the key, right wing. They go to Sorensen. Johnson with the drive. No look pass. And it's retrieved in the backcourt by Mosier, but that's an over and back. Backcourt violation and another turnover for Glenwood. Just not clicking. Glenwood with a big goose egg here in the third quarter. Maya Suarez coming in for Ella Johnson. Taylor Wieskamp back in the game for Coleridge. Kamuna is inbounding. Goes at the circle to Chaney. Kayla Chaney one-on-one with Sorensen. Here's Porter. Fakes the three. Shoots the three. Missed the three off the back of the rim. Rebound. Winder. She's about hit from behind. No foul. Goes to Mosier. Mosier up the court to Sorensen. Pass down to Spires. Bobbles it. And Sorensen is fouled by Porter, who looked quizzically over the edge of her mask. Like, really? Aisley Porter picks up her second foul. Fifteenth foul. Inbounds pass to Mosier for three to break the ice. Won't go. Rebound taken by Coleridge. Pulled down by Chaney. Chaney to Porter. The Communists will bring it up uncontested. A minute 45 to go in the third. Crossover dribble, one-on-one with Mosier. Mosier gets picked. Gets around it. Hook pass from Communists to Chaney. Knocked out of bounds by Prieto for Glenwood. Look for Coleridge to try and feed the ball down to, into Wieskamp. She's trying to get open. Guarded closely there by Kenzie Winder. Pass right wing to Michaela Chaney. Pass down though, picked off, trying to go to Wieskamp, and she's knocked to the floor by Wieskamp. Taylor picks up her second. Wieskamp with 16 points. Here's Brianna Sorensen. Joslyn Spires hands it off to Winder. Winder, jump shot over defender. Won't go. Shot it over Wieskamp. Rolled off the rim. Minute 13 to go. Glenwood still scoreless in this third quarter. Trailing by 11. Communes guarded closely by Mosier. And timeout call by Coach Clyde Morgan and the Coleridge Titans. He wants a full timeout. We'll take a break. A minute 4 to go in the third. Coleridge 24, Glenwood 13. This is KMTS. A minute 4 to go in the third quarter. It's Coleridge 24, Glenwood 13. Taylor Wieskamp leading all scores with 16 points. Glenwood, a big donut here in the third quarter. Looking to break the ice as Winder almost got a shot to go from about 12 feet. The lead is not insurmountable, but Glenwood's got to get something going offensively. And the inbounds pass from Porter to Kamunas at the circle, guarded there by Mosier. Here's Chaney, left wing, met there by Prieto. Top of the key to Ray Nelson. Kamunas down to Porter. The pass trying to go down low, picked off by Prieto, who picks it up, senses the defender. They heard Wolf called. Here's Kenzie Winder. Three-pointer, left wing. Get in there, ball. Nope, off the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sorensen. Sorensen takes it to the hoop. She's fouled. They're going to call it on the floor. They are not a shooting foul, unless that's the seventh foul. Ray Nelson picks up the foul. It's a one-and-one. She was clearly going to the basket, but so Ray Nelson picks up the foul, her third. Brianna Sorensen. She erased that zero. No, off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Prieto. Taken by Kenzie Winder to the basket. Off the rim, no good. But a foul. That will send Sorensen back to the line. Sorensen hustling, trying to get that rebound. And it was the foul was called against Michaela Chaney, her third. Eighth team foul for Coleridge. Sorensen's first free throw is off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Wieskamp, and she traveled as Winder got a hold of the ball, let go of it, and it was like a tug of war. She let go of it and sent Wieskamp to the floor, and that's an odd way to travel, but I wouldn't recommend it. Kind of a painful way. So Glenwood has the ball under their basket, trying to get a point up there. Here's it, passing to Prieto. Her shot blocked by Carranza, and a pass to Carranza, up the court to Porter. Porter fakes, shoots, shot is blocked, gets it back, and puts it in. Aisley Porter. 14 seconds. Mosier Spires, 7 seconds. Spires, lob pass to Mosier. Almost threw it out of bounds. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. Traveling called, and that's the end of the third quarter. Glenwood, a big fat zero for that third quarter. It is Coleridge 26, Glenwood 13. This is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. Glenwood shutouts in the third quarter. They trail 26-13. Taylor Wieskamp with 16 points on the night. After starting the second, the third quarter with a couple of buckets and a foul shot, she went quiet, went to the bench, and Coleridge went cold until Michaela Cheney, or Aisley Porter rather, knocked down a basket with about 10 seconds left. Here we go with the fourth quarter. Kenzie Winder has it for Glenwood. Lobs it underneath the Matea Ennewald. Baseline jumper. Won't go. Rebound Dietrich. Dietrich in the paint. Guarded there by Wieskamp. And 3 second violation. Couldn't get the ball out of the key. Great defense by Wieskamp. Aisley Porter. Full court press for Glenwood. Porter gets it across. Gets a pick. Loses control. Porter has it. Hook pass to Cheney on the left wing. Back to Porter in the near corner. Met there by Johnson. Baseline drive. Her pass picked, knocked away by Ennewald. Good hands. Loose ball taken by Ella Johnson. Johnson lost control of the ball and right into the hands of Cheney. Another turnover. Porter left wing. Top of the key to Michaela Cheney. Here's Carranza left wing. Lobs it down to Wieskamp. And 3 second violation called against Wieskamp. As we used to say, roasting weenies or marshmallows under the basket. Maddie Mosier will bring it up for Glenwood. Coleridge 26, Glenwood 13. Johnson trying to do a wraparound pass, picked off, loose ball scooped up by Kamuna as she dives to the floor. A brand new shiny floor. What are we at? What's the call here? Intentional foul. Flagrant. Called against Mosier. So a technical. That'll give Michaela Cheney a trip to the line by herself. Mosier out. And disgustedly, she's mad. Getting the talking to from her coach and her mom. Cheney at the free throw line. First free throw is good. Michaela Cheney makes it 27-13 Coleridge. Second free throw is good. Coleridge, 6:52 to go in the ball game. Cheney comes out. Aisley Porter inbounding, lobs it in to Kamuna's near half court. Kamuna's to Carranza, right wing. Lobs it down to Wieskamp, shoots and missed the shot. She's fouled, and the foul called against Kenzie Winder. That'll be four on Kenzie. Two shots for Taylor Wieskamp. She's 7 of 8 from the free throw line. And the 5'11 senior takes aim and off the mark. A little too much off the back of the rim. Just her second miss of the night. And Coach Rhonda Mosier wants a full timeout. We'll take a break. 6:42 to go in the game. 28-13 Coleridge. This is KMTS. Back to Coleridge High School. Lady Titans leading Glenwood 28-13. The boys game coming up after this. There will be a 30-minute break. That'll be the custom this season. 30 minutes between games so they can clean and sanitize or use a little mister or fogger. So I'll we'll go back to the studio, play a little music. and then come back and just before the boys' game, we'll do a recap of the girls' contest. It has not been a good night for Glenwood. They trail 28-13, scoreless in the third quarter. So far, scoreless here in the fourth. Taylor Wieskamp missed the front end, or the first, or two free throw attempts, or second shot. As the gym goes quiet, and it's off the front of the rim. Rare back-to-back miss. Rebound taken by Winder. Winder stops, shoots from 15. Off the rim, no good. Rebound retrieved by Gracie Dietrich. Backs up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Ill-advised shot. What the heck? Commutus has it for Coleridge. Left wing to Carranza. Top the key to Peyton Garrison. Haseley Porter fakes. Winder guarding her closely. Top of the key to Carranza. Here's Kamina's right wing. Pass down to Wieskamp against Dietrich. Puts up a shot off the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Put back good. 18 points for Taylor Wieskamp. 5:55 to go in the ball game. 30-13, Coleridge. Here's Mosier for three. Yes, ma'am, Maddie Mosier. Oh, my goodness, it's been a while. Welcome back. Maddie Mosier from the left wing, 30-16. And an offensive foul called against Coleridge. Bringing the ball up the floor, and Taylor Wieskamp threw kind of an aggressive pick. That's her third. Coach Clyde Morgan getting an explanation. 30-16, Coleridge. Maddie Mosier finally hits that three with at the 5:42 mark. Lob pass, dangerous pass. Oof, those lob passes to Brianna Sorensen. Sorensen puts up a shot from 14 feet. Won't go in the hands of Wieskamp. Hands it off to Communis. Up the court to Carranza. Lays it up. Got it. Nice pass from Communis to Carranza. 32-16, Coleridge. Maddie Mosier near the circle. Lob pass again to Sorensen. She gets bumped near the baseline. Carranza holding her palms up. What did I do? Well, you fouled her. That's the ninth team foul. That'll send Rihanna Sorensen back to the line. She's 0 for 2 from the stripe.
23.
Boys. You can see him out in the hallway waiting in the wings. 5:03 to go in the game. 32-16 Coleridge. Ray Nelson in the game along with Cheney. Porter and Wieskamp out for Coleridge. That foul was against Carranza. First free throw is good. From Sorensen.
Sorensen makes first. Gets one more try.
Rihanna's second attempt is good. Found her range. 32-18, Coleridge. And coming in for Glenwood, Sophia Prieto. Sorensen out. Glenwood with the press. Again, Coleridge hasn't had much trouble against the press tonight. Inbounds pass to Ray Nelson. Her pass tipped, taken by Mosier. Mosier to Ennewald near the corner, tiptoeing there. Loose ball ends up being chased down by Kanunas. They're half court. She's double teamed. She'll clear it. One-on-one with Mosier. Ball knocked out of bounds as Prieto trying to go for a steal on the far sideline. Lob pass it. That's a backcourt. It's going to be stolen by Mosier. She gets tackled. A foul is going to be called against Communis. Mosier left a little skin there on the new court. She'll go to the line for two. It's a double bonus now. Communis picks up her first. Maddie Mosier's first free throw is in and out. Eminem with her second free throw. Off the rim, no good. Rebound, Dietrich. Putback rolls off the rim. Doing a little fall away there. Oh, the field goal percentage has been atrocious tonight for Glenwood. Spires back in for Glenwood, replacing Ennewald. Matea showing a lot of promise. She's heads-up player. She got into foul trouble tonight, has had to spend some time on the bench. Sorensen has it one-on-one with Cheney, lobs it to Mosier. Pass tipped, be taken by Spires. Spires down to Winder. Winder in the paint, forces one up, won't get the bounce. Yes, she does. Winder got the friendly bouncer's third bucket of the night. Makes it 32-20. Coleridge, here's a pass tipped by Winder, taken by Mosier, puts up a shot, won't go, rebound off the hands of... It was last touch, they're saying, by... I think Peyton Garrison got a hand on it. Wieskamp back in, Carranza out, Garrison out for Coleridge, Ray Nelson out. Porter back in for Coleridge. Winder inbounding at the baseline, 4:15 to go, goes into Mosier. Sets up for a three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Winder. 10-foot jumper off the rim, no good. Rebound controlled by Porter for Coleridge. Her pass up the court, picked off by Mosier. Mosier up high. Now here's Prieto coming to retrieve the ball. Goes to Gracie Dietrich. Dietrich underhands it to Winder. Jump shot from 15, won't go. Rebound Wieskamp for Coleridge. Goes to Communes. Under 4 minutes to go in the game. 32-20 Coleridge. Kamina is one-on-one there with Mosier. Kicks it over to Aisley Porter. Porter right wing near the free throw line to Cheney. Hands it off to Communes, who puts up a shot in the lane, draws the foul. She falls to the floor, collides with Prieto. The foul is going to be called against Prieto. Her first, and everyone now has a foul for Glenwood. And I don't mean F-O-W-L. An official's timeout. 32-20. Coleridge with the lead, 3:36 to go in the ballgame. And I got word that they figured out that traffic issue in Rifle. There was traffic was backed up in the off-ramp because of the light not changing. Stuck on red, and I guess they got that taken care of. Traffic's starting to move normally now. That's 19 fouls for Glenwood. One more, and both teams will be in double bonus. Yay! Jackie Communes at the line for 1-1. No, she was shooting. And she hits the first free throw. Gives her 4 points on the night. Second free throw is no good. Rebound off the hands of Wieskamp. I'm going to say it's Glenwood ball. Mosier into Spires. Back to Maddie. Back to Spires. Back to Maddie trailing. Looks right. Now goes back to Spires. Right wing. Lobs it. Those lob passes are dangerous. Boy, there. Makes me nervous. Oh, here's a loose ball on the floor. Battle for it. Jump ball. Possession goes to Coleridge. The passing is just not crisp. .320 left in the game. Communes one-on-one with Mosier. Both wear the jersey number one. Baumgartner, Cheney. Here's Communes, Cheney to Wieskamp. Wieskamp in the paint, kicks it out to Baumgartner. 10-foot jumper won't go. Rebound Wieskamp. Tried to muscle it up. Blocked by Ennewald. Did a good job just keeping her feet, keeping those hands up there, and forced a jump ball. Possession goes to Glenwood. Pass up to Prieto. Stops at half court. Lobs it to Mosier. These just air balls they keep throwing. Here's Dietrich. Bounce pass to Ennewald. Jump shot from Prieto. Air ball. The ball retrieved by Dietrich. Gracie trying to get around the defender. And lost the ball. Steal by Cheney. Cheney with a drive. Cheney with a scoop shot. Got it in the foul. Her second basket of the night. Makes it 35-20, Coleridge, with 2:32 to go in the game. 8 points for Michaela Cheney. And that's it for the night for Gracie Dietrich. She fouls out without scoring. Tough night for Gracie. 35-20, Coleridge. And Cheney at the line, trying to make it a three-point play. And she does. 9 points for Cheney. A 16-point lead for Coleridge, their biggest of the night. Mosier to Sorensen. Sorensen double team. She traveled. At least two dozen turnovers for Glenwood tonight. Lob pass into Cheney. Ella Johnson is going to check in for Glenwood. Cheney almost stepped over the half-court line. And call for traveling. She picked it up and moved that pivot foot. Johnson coming in for Glenwood. And she replaced Brianna Sorensen. Ella Johnson, bounce pass, almost picked off. Loose ball taken by Ennewald from her stomach. Kicks it over to Rodriguez, who goes to Mosier for three off the rim. No good. Rebound Johnson back to Mosier. Left wing to Rodriguez. Three-pointer slightly blocked. I think Porter got a piece of that. Loose ball ends up with Communes up the court to Porter. Too much on it. Goes out of bounds as she falls to the floor, almost into the wall. Turnover for Coleridge. Glenwood ball. Titans with a 16-point lead. And a traveling call against Pamela Rodriguez. Rough night at the office for Glenwood. Pass to Wieskamp near the free throw line. Her pass tipped by Ennewald, who's played good defense tonight. Pass up the court to Ella Johnson. Goes through the weak side to Rodriguez. Top of the key to Mosier. Sets back for a three and buries it. Maddie Mosier from downtown, 36-23. Minute 18 to go of the game. Michaela Cheney. Bounce pass underneath the Bumgarner. Her shot blocked by Ennewald. Good hands by Matea. Loose ball taken by Spires. Spires to Johnson. Johnson lays it up. Got it! This is what this team's capable of when they start playing some D. Getting better shots. 36-25. Closest Glenwood's been in a while. Timeout called. 32nd timeout called by Coleridge. 36-25. 56 seconds left in the game. Again, we'll... as soon as the buzzer sounds, I'll give you a couple of quick leading scores, and then we'll get out of here so they can sanitize the gym. We'll go to some music. And... come back to the boys' game in about 30 minutes. And Glenwood will travel to Summit Tuesday night. 4:30 start for the girls, 6:15 boys. And hopefully they'll have room for yours truly at Summit High School. Just little old me. Aisley Porter inbounding for Coleridge against the press. And overthrows, but it's chased down by Peyton Garrison. Tried to go down to Taylor Wieskamp and lost it out of bounds. That was last touch by Glenwood. Porter will inbound in front of, underneath the Coleridge basket. Goes in to Callie Bumgarner, who lays it up and in. Bumgarner was able to shake her defender. Gets her first basket of the night. 38-25, Glenwood. or Coleridge rather, and a full timeout called by Coach Rhonda Mosier. Doing some coaching here. 38-25 Coleridge, 43 seconds left in the game. This is KMTS. Remaining in the ball game. Knowing full well the game is out of hand, Coach Rhonda Mosier always coaching, trying to teach. Called a full timeout and got her dry erase board. Drop a couple plays. It's a non-league game, but just a 14-game season. Really, every game counts, especially in the RPI standings. There are no district tournaments, no consolation brackets. You're either in the top 32 or you're not. Joslyn Spires will inbound for Glenwood. See what Coach Mosier drew up. Goes into Maddie Mosier, almost lost it at half court. Mosier getting bumped there by Comunas. 38 seconds. Here's Spires right wing. Top of the key to Rodriguez. Fakes the shot. Drives. Goes to Spires right wing. Puts up a three. Joslyn Spires from downtown. Nice to hear from Joslyn. 38-28. Demons within 10. 22 seconds to go. And another timeout. 30-second timeout. 22 seconds left. Timeout called by Coleridge. Titans with a 10-point lead. Well, that was an effective timeout for Coach Rhonda Mosier. Although they came close to turning it over. Well, the sign over there says Titan Nation. It's like not... It's a small country. Again, they're... I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. About 24, maybe 25 people. But you count the players and other personnel, the maximum is 50 in the gym. Here's a drive by Comunas, lays it up, missed it. She's belted and knocked to the floor and slow to get up. Jackie Comunas still laying face down. She took a shot. Her free throw hit the underside of the rim. And the foul called against Pamela Rodriguez. The gym goes quiet as with 15 seconds left. Jackie Comunas being 10-2 there. Coleridge trainer. Jackie's to her feet. Appears to be okay. Just a little shaken up. So Michaela Cheney will shoot the free throws. Cheney gets the first free throw. Got the friendly roll there. Cheney perfect this quarter from the line. 4 for 4. Second free throw is good. Nailed it. 5 for 5 this quarter. 40-28. Titans, 12 seconds left. 11-10. Rodriguez stepped on the sideline out of bounds. 9 seconds left. Pass to Wieskamp. Pass tipped by Ennewald. Taken by Rodriguez to Ennewald, and it's picked off by Peyton Garrison. Shot put up at the buzzer, won't go. Put up by Rodriguez, that'll do it. Final score, Coleridge, 40. Glenwood, 28. Titans go to 2-0. Glenwood falls to 0-2. 8 points from Maddie Mosier. 6 points from Ella Johnson. 1 from Maya Suarez. 7 scored by Kenzie Winder. Prieto with a point. 3 points from Joslyn Spires. 2 points scored by Brianna Sorensen. Please 18 scored by Taylor Wieskamp to lead all scorers.
Thank you, Bob.
10 points for Michaela Cheney. Communes with 4. Aisley Porter with 2. 4 points scored by Clara Carranza. 2 by Callie Baumgartner. As Coleridge gets the win, 40-28 over Glenwood. Coleridge goes to 2-0 on the season, 0-2 for Glenwood. We'll take a timeout for about a half hour or so while they clean and sanitize the gym and get ready for the boys' game. Keep it tuned to KMTS.